Welcome to the meditation exercise. Let's begin by practicing the meditation. Sit in a straight back chair. Put your feet flat on the floor. Let your right hand hang loosely by your side. Close your eyes. Pay attention to my voice and the simple instructions. This meditation is very simple and easy to learn. And the only thing hard about it is realizing just how simple it is. But make no mistake about it, this meditation is the heartbeat of your new life. A new life that flows from within, instead of a life of reacting to the outside and becoming stressed and upset, and then trying to cover up the symptoms. This new life is a life that flows from within. It's a truly human life. It's a life that was known by some of the great people from the Bible. People like Jeremiah, and Moses, Elijah, Noah. It is said they walked with God. They walked with God. But now, it's even better, because now many of the things which they spoke of, they didn't even understand themselves. They spoke and they wrote as they were directed and inspired. But now it's different, because Christ has come, and Christ bestows upon those who believe where he's coming from, who love where he's coming from, who yearn for where he's coming from. He bestows upon them the Holy Spirit, who guides them and leads them to understanding, and with understanding, patience, and with patience, love. And so, this meditation is a very simple way of restoring you back to your center, back to where the flow begins, back to God's inner light, which he has given, light shed upon the world, which lightens the path of all people who love the light. Many people do not walk in the light, they walk in darkness. Perhaps one day, after you've practiced your meditation and begun to experience of this life, you may be able to share it with others to some extent. Those who are receptive will get better and be joyed by what you have to say. But first, you must become solidly grounded yourself, and it begins with this very simple meditation. Don't add any other techniques, any other wordings, or any other rituals. Stay with it in its simplicity, as it is provided here. So now you're sitting in a chair, close your eyes, and become aware of your hand as it hangs by your side. Become aware of your hand such that it becomes tingly. Your hand will become tingly as you pay attention to it, as you give your attention to your hand. It's helpful to be aware of one finger at a time, which you may do. And so let's practice that now. Be aware of your first finger. Feel your first finger. Feel your first finger until it becomes a little bit tingly, warm and tingly, a very delicate tingly feeling, a pleasant tingly feeling. Now become aware of your second finger. Notice your second finger. Now notice your third finger. Now give your attention to your fourth finger. Now give your attention to your thumb. Very gently, very, very gently, notice your thumb. And now your first finger. And now your second finger. And now your third finger. As you do so, you can feel your hand tingle warm. You can feel life flowing into your hand. You can also extend this awareness to both hands, to your whole body, as warmth and life flows into your body. And while you're aware of your hand, also be aware of the middle of your forehead. Just look out through the middle of your forehead with your mind's eye, as if you were watching a big screen television that's dark. There's no images on it. But on the screen are little pixels of light, little sparkles of light, little patterns of light, a delicate glow of light. Just watch those pixels. Watch them with your mind's eye. And while you're watching those pixels, while you watch that warm glow of light on the inside of your forehead, also be aware of your hand at the same time. So your hand is tingly warm as you watch those little pixels of light. Now you're in the present. You're not lost in daydreams and pipe dreams and worries and fears. You're in the present, God's beautiful present, the eternal now. Perhaps outside you hear a noise, a car go by, a bird singing, and doesn't bother you. As a matter of fact, any noise only helps to anchor you in the present. Continue being aware of your hand and watch the little pixels as I speak. In the past, you reacted when people upset you, when they did things that were confusing or mean or contradictory, or they accused you of something. You became upset, and then you began to retreat into your mind, into your imagination, where you hid. And that became your lifelong habit of escaping into the imagination. But understand that your imagination is controlled by the outside, by the things that happened, and by the stresses, and by the emotions that arise from the stresses, and by the images that come within. And the thoughts come from outside and from below. And they tend to pull you into them. They want to pull you into them. They want to distract you and have you float away with them. But when you do, you float away from God's light. You float away from the present, where God is and where His light is. So now what you must do is simply notice thoughts when they arise. See the thought, but watch it. Observe it. Put a little distance between yourself and the thought and just see the thought. Then it goes away. Then another thought will arise. And just notice it. Should you get caught up in thoughts for a little while, then all of a sudden something will make you aware that you were caught up. You'll notice that you were, and now you're back in the present again. And then simply look at the little pixels of light on the inside of your forehead and direct your attention also at the same time to your hand. So you see the pixels of light, and you also feel the tingle in your hand. That's the little meditation exercise. It restores you to your center. It begins a flow from within, a flow of light, to enlighten the mind, then give you understanding about yourself, so you've never known yourself. Now, with God's light, you can begin to understand. You'll see your errors as they surface a little at a time, but now you see them in God's light. In the past, when you saw errors, you struggled with them. You tried to make yourself right, but it didn't work. And then you tried to repress them and hide them. Now, simply see them, whatever the error is, whether it's a thought, whether it's a deed, whatever it is, just see it. Watch it in God's light. God's light is magic. It's magic. Just like the earthly sunlight contains light and warmth, and you can hang a dirty towel on the laundry line, and in the beautiful, warm sunlight, it becomes fresh and clean. In the same way, God's light gives you understanding. It gives you patience. It gives you mental distance. It restores you to your center of dignity. It brings you back to the moment. It gives you understanding. And then it dissolves. Dissolves the wrong idea, the distracting idea. It dissolves the error. It dissolves what wants to pull you away from the calm understanding that you now may have and the patience that you may have. And so, all you must do now is practice your little meditation, because it's the beginning. It's the first step. It's the beginning of this new life flowing into you. And then it continues. And with time, understanding will increase. Every day you'll see errors. For a time, you may think that's all you're doing is observing errors, but then you'll notice that you're getting better. There are fewer errors, fewer negativities, fewer doubts, fewer fears. They rise occasionally, you observe them, and they go away. And they also diminish in strength. God wants you to see them, see the error, wants you to see what's wrong, what is not you, what doesn't have your best interests at heart, and observe it neutrally. Stare at it dispassionately, fearlessly, and it will flee you. And you will discover the power of God's light to rescue you, to save you. In the past, you've tried to save yourself. Now, God will save you in this most wonderful private, this most wonderful secret way. When you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things when you were a little child. You couldn't express them. You were only a little child. And even if you tried, people would not understand, or they would laugh, or they would mock you. And so you learned to clam up and say nothing. And then as years went by and the upsets and the emotions began to overwhelm you, then before long, you lost what you had had, and you went out into the world looking for it, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, or like Alice in Wonderland. You looked in the world, but it's not there. It's within. When you rediscover what you once had when you were a child, you begin to flow from it, and you begin this new, beautiful life. It's a life of adventure. And now, as a mom or a dad or husband, wife, as a brother, sister, as a worker, as a student, whatever you are, it will impart a beautiful something to your life, like a delicate strain of music in the background. You'll always have that with you. And you can still do your work and do your recreation and do things, but it's always there. And sometimes you will have insights. In fact, you will begin to have frequent insights during the day as you do things, as you see things. You will be amazed at what you discover. And you say things, and when you say them, you'll see there's a deep meaning in them. And you will learn from your own mouth. And one day you may open up the Bible, maybe to something in the New Testament, one of the Gospels or one of the Epistles, and you'll read a little bit. And all of a sudden, the veil will part and you'll see, you'll understand what it means. You'll see the meaning of it. And you will have great joy, because the things when you were a little child that you heard, that you wanted to believe and that you thought were very beautiful, you will now discover that they are true. You will discover that they are true. And with depth, you had no idea how deep and how profound the depth and breadth and width of God's love and of the beautiful spiritual meaning in things. And you'll discover science and math and nature, and you'll see God's handiwork and His laws, and you'll see His graciousness everywhere, and you'll experience His patience and His love and His forgiveness and His mercy, all of these wonderful things. And you will have a positive effect on things instead of reacting. Instead of you reacting to other people, they will react to you. And it will be good. Those who love the light in which you now walk, those people will be helped. And people who don't love the light, well, they're likely to flee away. But at least they will have heard a little bit of truth or seen a little bit of truth. They can't deny it anymore that it exists because they will have seen it. Everything works for good for those who love the Lord. So now you may begin a life of adventuring in God's light. Open your eyes, stretch, enjoy the beautiful day as a child of God.